Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We ain't nobody's fool. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. We speak the world won't listen. We shine and rise. We up, we up, we up. The Amanda Seale Show.
Said it, y'all.
We up, we up, we up.
Happy Wednesday, man. Happy Wednesday, happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Amanda Seale Show. Happy hump day. I am Amanda Seales. It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. It's National Administrative Professionals Day. So shout out to all of y'all who be knowing where all the files are.
That's my mom.
And also, that's your mom?
Okay. Yeah, my mom.
Shout out to Sharon Harris. Sharon Harris at Columbia's Institute for Research in African American Studies. She be holding all that together. You know, Sharon Harris will tell you right now where my essay is that got me into Columbia. I'm just going to pull that. Let me pull it real quick. It's also National Bucket List Day.
Okay.
National Bucket List. Yeah. So what's on your bucket list?
What is on my bucket list? I want to travel the country by car and just frolic.
By car or like by?
Like an RV or something like
and
that.
And just frolic? Did you just say just frolic?
Frolic. Just, you know, see everything. Like, just relax. Like, no real destination. We just going across the country.
Yeah, just on the road again.
Yeah.
I hear that. What's on my bucket list? I really would like to see the pyramids.
Okay.
I feel like the stuff on my bucket list is really feasible. I just haven't had time.
Yeah. Most people.
Mine is a lot of animal stuff. Like, I want to go to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I want to help people. Then I also want to see the
Bonobo. And you know what's funny about the Bonobos? It's a clothing brand that I saw. And
yes.
I was like, yo,
yes, there Bonobo is.
Clothing. Okay.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let us know what's on your bucket list. And if you want to join us in the chat, make sure you follow us at Seale Said It on Instagram and check out when we are on recording so that you can be a part of the show too. All right. We also got Stop Food Waste Day. And that's something that I think some people don't necessarily think about, right? Like, but I really be feeling bad when I don't finish my food. I be like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste it. Because you also see how famine is just all over the world and this nation. Like, kids are starving in America.
Oh, really?
So what?
I haven't seen any kids starving here. I thought welfare and stuff like that took care of all of the starving children.
The kids are starving here, babe.
Mm.
Yes. Which is why it's so important that we have free lunch programs.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So like that's the type of stuff that is helping. But if you think about, look at inflation, like parents, especially at this point, like it's really hard to feed your kids. Then you got the food desert.
Yep.
I know when I lived in Harlem, it was like, I mean, you had the chicken spot.
Yeah.
Right. You had the hood chicken spot, the hood Chinese spot.
Terrible.
And then all you had was fast food. And then we had like two little rinky dink grocery stores.
Bodega.
And it wasn't until the neighborhood started getting gentrified that they expanded the grocery stores. And all of a sudden, and my friend's mom, shout out to Aurora, her mom, Aurora, is she is a co-conspirator white girl.
Okay.
Her mom worked for the Department of Health, I believe. And she was actually instrumental in getting fresh fruit carts put in food deserts.
Wow.
Because the produce at the grocery stores would be ridiculous.
Everywhere. Like, I just thought those food carts were everywhere in New York City for a minute. Yeah.
I mean, it's been there for a minute now, but she was instrumental in getting them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, let me tell you what's going on in the world today. We got President Biden made a last, blah, blah, blah. He made a last ditch effort to pander / protect women's reproductive rights. I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't the right thing to do, but it's still just like, can we stop giving money away? I'm just saying. Also, Uncle Luke, he got his eyes on a different kind of seat.
Okay.
A congressional seat.
Pop that. Pop that seat.
Pop that seat is nuts. If that's not his campaign slogan, I don't know what we're doing. Like, give it up. Give it up. You lost before you started. Supreme also got some explaining to do. We got a big up, let down. It involves a badge, a brother, and a thief. I got, am I tripping? I'm going to give you some good advice. We got a good call. We're going to take a block quiz. All that's coming up right here on Liam and the Seal Show. So don't go anywhere. It's time to listen, laugh, and learn. Keep it locked. It's the Amanda Seals Show. I'm Amanda Seals, your most likable, unlikable. And it's time for some Blackery news. The Biden administration made new rules to keep the medical records of people who have abortions and doctors and the doctors who help them private. So basically, these rules strengthen HIPAA, making it harder for states to investigate or sue people for getting or giving reproductive health care. The administration says that they want to make sure people feel safe talking to their doctors, especially in states where abortion is restricted. GOP leaders insist on access to patients' reproductive health information to ensure abortion restrictions' effectiveness. I mean, it's just bonkers mononkers that they're literally like, we should have rights to your medical records. You're politicians. You're not even law enforcement.
Yeah, you're not even you don't even know what this stuff really means. Like,
but you're not even law enforcement. So yeah. That's the thing. They're like, we need to do this to enforce the law. You're not even law enforcement. You're not the feds. You're not the cops. Like, you can barely, a lot of these folks can barely read.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Now that you say it like that, I didn't think of it like that before, but that is wild that some of these people come from, they're lawyers, some of them come from various different backgrounds, like, and you got access to medical records,
sir. Unacceptable. Now we have to ask, we always have to present y'all a different idea of things. Okay, now if this was a political football game, here's how the play-by-play would sound.
And here we go, folks. Yeah, Biden drops back, scanning the field for an opening. He's looking to make a play for student loan forgiveness. And boom, Team Biden gains a couple of yards. Well, the teams line up. Biden's going to take the snap again, this time aiming to strengthen abortion rights, Jim. He completes the pass for a few yards, but hold on. Dagnammit, there's a flag on the play. Yeah, Carter. It looks like there's a 5-yard penalty for sending money overseas to fund genocide. Tough break, Biden. Tough break. Now, Joe needs to put points on the board. Biden scrambles to make a play. Time running out. I think he might go for the reparations Hail Mary. Hold on there, Carter. Now, wait a minute. Looks like he's running it. Yep. Looks like he's running it instead. And, fumbles the ball. I guess Biden should have made those tough calls early on to secure the victory. Yeah, Jim, I agree. You know, I don't know if Joe Schmo going to be able to recover from this fumble, you know, or will Team Trump, you know, that's my team, capitalize on the turnover. I don't know. Well, everybody, that's Jim and Carter right here in the booth. Stay tuned to find out.
I really be doing this for myself.
Nice.
I appreciate that y'all are listening, but I'm really entertaining myself. We always got to ask you the question.
Why should black people care?
Politicians need to learn that they can't slack off all semesters and then beg for the extra credit black vote right before finals. That's why. All right. What do y'all think? 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. What old school rapper may run for Congress in Florida? That whole sentence is just a mess. And you got to stick around to find out how we're going to clean it up. Keep it locked right here to the Amanda Seals Show.
The Amanda Seals Show.
We up.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. they're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back to the Amanda Seales Show, y'all. I am Amanda Seales, and this story is hilarious because I'm over here. I'm sitting here right now looking at my signed copy of Uncle Luke's album. That's what I'm looking at.
You have a signed copy of Uncle Luke.
Yes. To Amanda the Diva. I love you. To Amanda the Diva. I love you. Uncle Luke is, he's deciding that he want to drop it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. He want to drop it on the politics. So I don't know how to say this because I find it bonkers, but I'm also all here for it. So we'll just let him say it.
So I'm just doing my due diligence as to seeing the needs of the people, you know, in the community, talking to community leaders, talking to different stakeholders and saying, okay, if I do this, you know, what are the needs? You know, and if I do this, you know, are you guys in support of it? Or do you like your current Congress woman, you know, what has she done, you know,
what is the feedback been, Uncle Luke? Are people positive?
The feedback basically is, you know, we supported the young lady, and once she got in, she turned to a diva. We couldn't find her.
All I was thinking about the whole time he was talking was, come.
That's what you look like. I was wondering what you were over there doing.
Let's go. That was our number one song at prom. That was the number one voted for song at prom. That just lets you know. Someone in the chat said she from Orlando, and that is correct. Yes.
I got a funny Luke story too when we have a chance. Not right now, but I have a hilarious.
Okay, we're gonna save that for break. We're gonna save that for a little later when we got a little bit more time. So here's the thing. McCormick is a representative down there. She's Haitian. Her name is Representative Sheila Sherfilis McCormick. She has had a situation with investigations around her campaign finance violations. But I'm more just annoyed that she is really just one of these people that got in a seat and ain't doing nothing. And she has people that needs things to be done for. You know what I'm saying? Like the amount of immigrants that are coming into Florida, and you are a Haitian and you not like really hardcore for that. Also, she was supporting the anti-Semitism BS. And, you know, I know people in Florida in government and they was like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, oh, you know, I just thought that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm like, we can't have that. So one thing about Uncle Luke, he not here for that. I really do believe that that's somebody who would get in office and can't be bought.
He ran for mayor before, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that means like everybody's birthday, they got somebody that's going to perform for their birthday.
Go Fifth Ward. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Like Uncle Chobi, it's your birthday. Like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. He came in fourth running for mayor.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I don't know how many people were running, but I also think these are different times. And I think that if he ran again, he could probably win. So I'm all for it. I would love for him to come on the show and talk about it. So that's that. But I also feel like if Uncle Luke had a political ad, like what would an Uncle Luke political ad sound like? And I feel like, you know, because I'm tapped in, We got a little undercover like transcript of his upcoming campaign commercial. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They slid it through. You know what I mean? We tapped in, right? It reads a little something like exclusive. Yes. Reads a little something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all my freaks out there in the Sunshine State, it's your main man, Uncle Luke, coming at you live from the 305. I sound more like Pitbull, but just go with me. Back in the day, they wanted me banned in the USA, but now the only freak show I see is the one happening in Congress. So my fellow Floridians, I'm asking for your support. Vote for Uncle Luke, and let's show Sheila Sherfilis McCormick what accurate representation looks like when we drop it. Because representing my district makes me so votey. Me so votey. Me so votey. Me so votey. Democracy long time. We're very silly here at the Amanda Seales Show. Very, very silly.
Why should black people care?
We need more black folks to be actively engaged at the grassroots level. We just need it. When you notice a lack of proper representation on issues in your community, roll up your sleeves and take action. When you see black people running that you have seen in the community, support them. Support them. You know, don't just go with them because they black. Go with the folks that you've seen on the ground. All right. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seales Show.
The Amanda Seales Show.
We up, we up, we up.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Remember back in the day. Remember back in the day.
Show, and it's time to go back into time with, why are you bringing up old-ish? We have our resident historian, yes, Miss Kimberly Renee, who always teaches us about all the hidden figures and situations that we are just not learning about and that we probably won't learn about without Kimberly Renee. So there's that. we could bring this for y'all.
For sure.
What are we learning?
Well,
what are we doing
today? We are starting with Columbia University because all eyes are on Columbia, right?
My alma mater.
And it got me thinking about student activism. And yes, we all know that students were involved in the civil rights movement. I immediately thought of Woolworth sit-ins in Greensboro, North Carolina, when the students at North Carolina A&T came together to desegregate lunch counters in the 60s. Fun fact, my great uncle was actually a part of that movement while he was a student at A&T. And so shortly after that, wow, came SNCC, or SNCC, which was formed by Ella Baker, Diane Nash, and many others, which was a student organization dedicated to uplifting Black people for the forward movement in Black civil rights. Students have protested the Vietnam War, South African apartheid, the raising tuition. They've protested everything.
Yeah.
And then I had to ask the question, where were protests against slavery?
Ah.
And I couldn't think of one. Couldn't think of one. And that's not to say that I'm blaming students. Don't get it twisted. Okay. But I started to dig a little bit and I'm like, who protested slavery? Obviously the 1800s, we know about the official or the rather organized abolitionist movement, Black people, yes, White people. We know about that. But that was the 1800s. Yes. That's like 300 years in.
100. Yeah.
Like we're pretty far. And so it was difficult to find. But I located a group of people who were the earliest documented protesters against the enslavement of African people, and they were the Quaker community.
Ah, yes.
In 1868, yes, a man named Francis Daniel Pastoris of Germantown, Pennsylvania, he actually founded Germantown. He and three of his fellow Quakers drafted what's believed to be the first formal anti-slavery resolution in the United States. And the resolution raised objections to slavery on both moral and practical grounds. It was called the German Protest, or the 1688 Germantown Quaker Petition Against Slavery. And so they basically used the golden rule. They were like, we wouldn't want this to happen to us, so why are we doing this to other people?
Simple.
Nobody should be treated differently, regardless of what generation they come from, where their family is from, or what color they are. And eventually, the Quakers were the first to end slavery in the United States, the late 1600s. They freed the people that they enslaved. And so, yes, they did enslave people. But it didn't catch on in Philadelphia, and obviously not the country itself. And immediately after that, the Quakers said, We need to pay them. We need to repent. We need to atone. They need reparations. They were the first to say that.
What?
It was a man named, I think, Robert Pyle, who said, like, we need to give them money. I could not find documentation of where they did that then. However, mm-hmm. today, in the 2020s, they yes. have been giving up some money. I saw it in the UK. They were like, we need yep. to atone for the transatlantic slave trade, colonialism, and economic exploitation.
The Quakers, specifically?
Currently the Quakers, yes.
Wow.
In 2024, they said we need to atone for the residential schools that we participated in that impacted the indigenous people in Alaska. And so they're paying reparations there. But they have been serious. Took a little while, but they have been serious about making an atonement. And so I have a question. When are the Christians going to step up?
So atone? I was going to ask, are Quakers Christian?
So if I'm not mistaken, I feel like they are adjacent. I feel like it's a sect of Christianity.
Like the Mennonites, kind of like?
That's how I feel. I'm not an expert, okay. so don't nobody quote me on that. Okay. They call themselves the Friends. I do believe it's close to that. But I'm curious, just in all the denominations that are Christian, Protestant, whatever, where's the atonement? Or... are we leaning into the, we don't have to atone because Jesus paid it all.
Ba-dum-ba. And there you have it. Y'all, Kimberly Renee, giving us not just the truth from the past, but the truth in the present. That's another why you're bringing up old-ish. Where can they get more Kimberly Renee in their lives?
You can connect with me on Instagram and TikTok at It's Kimberly Renee or my website, KimberlyRenee.com.
There you have it. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show. We up, we up, we up.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, welcome back to the Amanda Seale Show. It's Amanda Seales here, and our homeboy, DJ Supreme, is going to get you up to speed with the 60-second headlines.
Yes, pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses are taking place all around the country. Encampments are growing to support Palestine and divestment at UC Berkeley, California, UMichigan, Ann Arbor, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Yale in Connecticut, Emerson at MIT, Tufts, Massachusetts, University of Maryland in Maryland, NYU. They built a wall around NYU at Columbia. There was also a massive faculty walkout in solidarity with students advocating for Palestine at Columbia University.
So they actually went to remote classes, and I found out that it's because apparently it's because Robert Kraft, one of the owners, or I guess the owner of the Patriots, is a huge donator to Columbia, and he pulled his funding
what?
Because he was so upset about the protests.
Wow.
Supposedly that's why. So, but students, please keep going. Please keep going. Please keep going. You'll see on the Club Shay Shay interview that he was like, you know, in my day, young people didn't correct elders. But I am so happy to see. Yeah. Child, listen, that's the whole other thing. But I really appreciate that our young people are doing exactly what these elders need to be doing. And you know what? During the civil rights movement, it was the same. Many elders was standing by for good reason. I mean, it's like, you know, I got to keep my job, et cetera, et cetera. But the young people oftentimes are the measure of morals. So shout out.
That's a fact. Rihanna is set to star as Smurfette and create original music for the Smurfs animated movie, which will premiere next year.
You know what? So y'all can stop begging for that album. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're going to get a Smurf album, and you need to be happy with that. So if you want to hear Rihanna music, either get you some kids or just get you some Smurfs.
The Senate is on track to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package this week after both sides of Capitol Hill have struggled for months to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
So, just so I'm clear, we got folks who don't got no homes.
Mm-hmm.
We got folks who can't go to the doctor.
Yep.
We got folks who are overcome with student loans.
Yep.
All right. We also, outside of this, the people, we got an overwhelming amount of pollution.
Sounds about right.
We got bridges just falling in the damn water like that.
Yep. That happened too.
but they like, man, I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't even got it. I didn't take out no cash today.
Not today, buddy.
Wow.
A Chick-fil-A employee and popular social media influencer on TikTok in St. Louis, known as @MiriTheSiren, was told she had to stop posting her popular Chick-fil-A menu reviews online, citing their company policies. She then expressed interest in collaborating with other brands, and shortly after, she landed a new partnership deal with Shake Shack. Damn.
She came into work and was like, bye. So corny. Like they couldn't put the writing together on the wall. Y'all better get that promo before they get rid of TikTok.
Right.
Shake Shack's VP of brand marketing, Mike McGarry, says that their brand marketing team came across Miri's lunch break clips and instantly loved them. So they partnered with her. Good job.
Nice, nice.
St. Louis be hustling, okay? Okay. And apparently now her fans are boycotting Chick-fil-A. Kimberly Renee's here in the chat. Wow. Saying they boycotting Chick-fil-A. Well, there you have it. There you have it. Coming up next, another day, another ban in Florida. I mean, if you thought Florida was fun in the sun, no. They are busy ruining your life every day. All right. We also got the big up let down. It involves surveillance, a warrant, and a warranty. So make sure you keep it locked. And I'm not going to tell you about your car's extended warranty. So don't go anywhere. This is the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show. We up, we up, we up. We ain't nobody's fool. No. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. Come on. We speak the world on this time. We shine.
Seals. Today is April 24th, 2024. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. Also, happy birthday to Cedric the Entertainer, my sister in pro-Palestine solidarity, Kalani. Also, Derek Luke, just a handsome, you know, just sweet brother. And Regan Gomez Prescott. All that today on April 24th. Happy birthday. Let's take a quick call.
Amanda, just want to say your podcast, you are dope as shit. And keep doing it because you got me listening every week and I love your show. I love you. You're super dope. Thank you so much, girl. Keep it going. Keep killing it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Very serious episode of my podcast, Small Doses, this week. I have never publicly talked about my sexual assault, but in honor of the close of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, I share my story. So just sharing that with y'all. I mean, it's a trigger warning, but it's also, y'all know it's me. So it's, you know, I'm not going to hit you in the head too crazy. But for those of y'all out there who have experienced sexual assault, either personally or have been friends with or family with, I think one of the biggest things that is a problem outside of just the experience itself is how we receive and how we support and knowing how to show support. So I talk a lot about that in the episode. So hope you take a listen. Coming up this hour, Black, you're in news. DeSantis is at it again. We're going to see what he's banning this time. Where does he find the time? Where does he find the time?
He does
a lot. Ugh, Supreme also finds time to explain to us. All right. So Supreme got some explaining to do. We got the big up, let down, all that. So make sure you keep it locked. It's the Amanda Seale Show. Our big up, let down involves handcuffs, trash bags, and a family reunion. That's a lot. We'll be right back.
McDonald's is not new to chicken.
So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Amanda Seals Show. I'm Amanda Seals, your favorite comedian and common sense specialist. And you know what, Supreme? I don't even want to claim comedian anymore.
Oh, really?
I just want to be Amanda Seals.
Okay.
You know, like Prince, like the symbol? Like, I just want my name to be like just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we just like, like, it's like she's just Amanda Seals. Like, she's not that. She's just her. She's just, that's what, that's really where I'm at with it.
That's nice. I like that.
That's what I'm on. That's what I'm on. Like, I can do comedy. I can do radio.
Yeah.
But essentially, I'm just me, Amanda Seals. Yeah.
New jingle coming.
Speaking of new things coming, man, they got another band on some BS in Florida. Okay. Mm. This is some Black Hearing News for you. The Florida legislature awaits Ron DeSantis' signature on a bill to ban offshore wind energy.
What?
Relax. Right.
What?
Relax natural gas pipeline regulations.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
And remove mentions of climate change from state laws.
Wow. They just don't stop in Florida.
What is the goal? Like, is the goal to just get Florida underwater? Because when I was growing up in Florida, we was learning all about the limestone water table and how Florida gonna go underwater. Like, we learned all about it. So I'm like, and that was in the 90s. So you know the what's it called? You know that the erosion and all of that has definitely gone to another level. So the bill would eliminate references to climate change from current state laws, leaving only a few untouched. I don't know. Despite being one of the states most affected by climate change, Florida politicians, they keep downplaying or avoiding the issue. And this affects a number of things. It doesn't just affect like the climate. It affects people. It affects migration, you know, all of that. So since DeSantis wants to delete the word climate change from the lexicon, I guess we'll have to come up with other reasons for the impending environmental chaos. So I've come up with a guideline. It's no longer climate change that causes hotter temperatures. It's just Mother Nature's hot flashes. That's what we're gonna just call it. And like those rising sea levels, like don't believe your lying eyes. Florida's just experiencing an ocean overflow. See what we've done here? Mm. This is our version. This is the climate change version of alternative facts. It's not lies. It's alternative facts.
Right.
You know, like, but why stop in Florida? Supreme, we're overachievers here at the Amanda Seals Show. Why stop in Florida? Amazon rainforest. It's not that deforestation is forcing animals to retreat deeper into the forest to escape destruction. No, they're just packing their bags for a vacation.
Oh, okay. I got it. Sure. Yeah. Right.
It's just a junglecation. That's all. Just junglecation. Okay. Desertification. It's not that climate change is making deserts spread into new areas. No, it's not that it's like kicking out communities and wildlife. What it is that the sand dunes are just doing the cha-cha slide, you know, on their own. That's really what it is.
Makes sense.
It's about changing your perspective, brother. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. You got to change your perspective. You know, it's not that the warming temperatures are destabilizing the snowpack and increasing the frequency of avalanches. No, it's that the mountains are engaging in a snowball fight.
I thought that's what they were doing. There it is.
Yeah, it's just anthropomorphizing the snow. That's all, you know, because if plants and trees can think, so can snow. I mean, I know it's just frozen water, but whatever. So I'm hoping that everybody can get on the train. Just so we're clear, I'm being sarcastic. Just so we're clear. I don't want there to be any.
That did not get it.
Yeah, I don't want there to be any confusion. There's this is absolute nonsense. And
why should black people care?
Black people should care because our ancestors did not put in the hard work to build and nurture our land just for us to let colonizers come along and wreck it. Black people, we got to live on Earth too. Okay? We'll be right back to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
Yes, yes, y'all. It's the Amanda Seale Show. I am Amanda Seales, and it is time to pass the mic to Supreme because he got some splaining to do.
Yeah, your man, the baby, was into it. He was in the headlines last week. A YouTuber said he paid the baby $20,000 and he ran off after he paid for the video. The baby, this is what the YouTuber had to say. The baby ran off. I paid him for a video. I did everything I was supposed to do. Please don't scam me, bro. This is my livelihood. This was supposed to be my blow-up video, my way out, how I'm supposed to make it if I lose all my videos. I'm 19, bro. Please, God, why does everything have to go bad? I don't even have a full video. I spent my last on that. And this is this happens? Why me, God? What did I do? At the baby, please don't run off with my bag. Please, I'll fix this. I'll do whatever you need, bro. That was my last. This was my dream. I was working towards this just for it to be taken away from me again. And he actually went on to say in the video that his grandmom gave him 10K of the 20K that he gave the baby for the video. Now, I'm like, that don't even sound right. You pay somebody for a video, they come through, they do their thing. And the baby actually got in his comments and said this. I'll do my baby voice. I ain't run off. I walked off. You know why, too? Be glad it's that way. Be glad that's the way it went and tighten up. So I did a little bit of investigating into why the baby actually walked off from the video. So here's a little segment of what was actually going on in the video. It was one of those videos where they have like a whole bunch of girls and they come in there and they try to ask little questions to the baby, and the baby gets to pick one of them at the end of the video. Here's what one of the young ladies, we're going to call her our queen. She came up and asked the baby.
No. Okay, anyway, this is my question. Out of all the bitches that you don't smell in here, would you suck the fart out mattress?
Get this queen out of here, man.
What?
Get this queen.
What you mean?
Get this disrespectful ass queen out of here.
You smell the Valentino, baby. Come on.
Get this disrespectful ass queen out of here.
She just came in here.
I'm speaking for the heart.
Verbally harass me.
I'm not verbally harassing you.
Get this disrespectful queen.
I think you might. I don't think you want to do that.
You do, baby. And don't have no vendetta with me.
You're through, baby. Don't have no vendetta. So this lady asked this man. I'm not even going to repeat what this lady asked this man. So do you think that he was in his right to leave?
No.
You think he should have stayed there for that?
I mean, he says stuff like that.
He does. But I think the baby now is trying to, you know, step it up a little bit, maybe set a better example for people out there. So I respect the fact that
you don't got to walk off. Like, yeah, that's when you pull the person to the side and you say, hey, this is what I'm on.
He did. In his defense, he did. He asked them to delete it and they wouldn't delete it. And after they didn't delete it, he bounced. So
then you leave.
Yes. I really, you know, I have a newfound respect for the baby for handling it like that and not turning.
You mean and not slapping her?
Not slapping anybody. Nobody got shot. And he actually took the $20,000 and gave it to the other girls on the video set. So each one of those young ladies, except for the one that asked him the disrespectful queen, I don't think she got $1,000, but the rest of the 19 girls.
But did he do the video?
They did the video, but they didn't finish it because of the disrespectful queen.
I see.
So there you go. I had to explain it for you, the baby.
You did.
I feel like you were in the right for this one, the baby. Like, you go the wrong way a lot of times, but I feel the growth and maturity coming. And you know, that was a good way to handle that.
one thing about Supreme is he gonna investigate, all right? Supreme is gonna investigate. Supreme be on that YouTube where they do all them rap videos about there was a situation that took place at this situation. Yes. Yep. We'll be right back out with your big up letdown. Keep it live.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's time for the Big Up Letdown on the Amanda Seale Show. Big
Up, Big Up. Let down.
Big Up, Big Up.
Let down.
Welcome back. This is the Amanda Seale Show. You know, once I don't like you, I don't like you. So, this is the Amanda Seale Show, y'all. It's time for our Big Up Letdown. Today's
Big Up, Big Up
goes to a Philadelphia officer and brotherly love. Okay. So this Philadelphia officer went viral for cuffing his alleged twin brother. Yo, shout to Philly. So one brother hauls the other out of a home, both grinning, you know, like they in a family photo. The arresting officer had this look on his face that's like, you knew this would come down to this, right? Like, hey, you know, when we was at the cookout 2 months ago, like we knew that this was inevitable. And then the other one is like yelling, I'll be right home, free food. So both was in the same room,
That was
came
wild.
Out completely different. But you know, I've heard of playing cops and robbers, but this is OD. This is OD.
Yeah.
But if you got to do the perp walk, might as well do it with someone who love you and looks just like you.
It was a lot of love. It was a lot of love in that rap. A lot of love.
Today's
letdown
goes to unused potential. Now, do you know what a Porsche pirate is?
Yes, I do. I've been a victim.
Ah, oh, damn. These are the people that be stealing these packages off your porch. Mm-hmm. Now, a Porsche pirate was caught on surveillance stealing a package from a man's porch, but he wasn't like a cat burglar, you know, or some acrobatic Chilean. No, he was dressed in a trash bag as his disguise.
I saw this one.
Yes. I'm just like, so basically this man went full on Oscar the Grouch, rolled up to the scene of the crime, wrapped in a black trash bag like it was Glad Couture or, you know, Kanye. And then in the video, you can see a trash bag like waddle onto the porch.
Smooth.
Nab the package and then shuffle away. I just feel like if you have that much commitment to something, you should be using those powers for good. You could be using those powers for good. We could turn this life around, turn it around. And by the way, they stole like a charger.
Right.
You did all of that. I mean, if they put that ingenuity into something productive, like become a private eye, a secret spy, like a hide and go seek coach. I don't know. This is not using your potential to the fullest. And that's something we should all be trying to do. All right. That's your Big Up Let Down. When we get back, we're going to go to the phone line. So keep it locked right here to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
It's the Amanda Seale Show. I'm Amanda Seales. If you haven't gotten your tickets to the Unlikable Tour, then you are playing yourselves, y'all, because I'm going to be out on this road telling jokes, teaching, talking, doing the Amanda Seales things that I do. Get your tickets at AmandaSeales.com to find out when I'm going to be in a city near you. This weekend, I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut. The tickets to the stand-up, I think, are sold out, but in Amanda We Trust, we still have tickets available, and that is a show that you do not want to miss, all right? Basically, anywhere I'm going to be, you don't want to miss it, so just get the tickets. I always do a good show. It don't matter what I'm doing, you're going to have a good time. Just know that. That's going to be my ad, Supreme. And just come to the show. It's going to be good.
I co-sign that too, because you get to interact with Amanda. She'll talk to you, talk back. It's like a real intimate experience. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. That's my man, 50 grand. Thank you, Supreme. So get your tickets. I'll also be in Baltimore the 10th, 11th, and 12th of May. That next weekend, I'll be in Boston. And then I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina. So you know what to do. Get your tickets. Actually, let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, man. And what do you think about them trying to get rid of TikTok? And, you know, it's funny that they are trying to get it for themselves and take it from China. I mean, even though it's making a lot of money, but they think it's not fair if it's China owns it. But if they owned it, it's okay. What do you think?
I think that the TikTok thing is really about Israel and the Israel lobby really not wanting there to be a continual spread of information beyond just Palestine, but also about the government.
Yep.
You know, TikTok has been something really somewhat of an anomaly because it really became a space for a lot of actual information. You know, like Instagram at first was more so like personal stuff, but TikTok became an actual source of like real information. And I feel like that wasn't expected by this government, and the government controls us a lot of times through media. One thing you're going to know is that when it's Amanda Seales, like, I'm not government controlled. A lot of independent media is popping up through social media, and yes, TikTok is a source for that. And it undermines the propaganda that our governments push. And that's a problem. And that's why you see bipartisan support on this, in my opinion. All right. She asked, and I gave her a very thorough answer.
Very thorough.
Speaking of people giving thorough answers, we want to hear from you. Who gets to speak on behalf of the Black community? Because, you know, I keep seeing Stephen A. Smith out here talking on behalf of the Black community, and I'd be like, you're not my Black community. So I want to know from you guys, who speaks for your Black community? 1-855-AMANDA-8 is the number. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back to Listen, Laugh, and Learn at the Amanda Seales Show.
The Amanda Seales Show.
We up, we up, we up.
We ain't nobody's fool.
No.
We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules.
Now come on.
We speak the world on this time.
We shine.
Show. I am Amanda Seales. Today is April 24th, 2024. I told you that I sat down with Shannon Sharp on Club Shake Shay, and my episode drops today.
I'm excited.
Me too. Because it was a 3-hour interview, so I feel like I had an out-of-body experience. So I'm gonna be watching it with y'all. So good luck to me. All right, coming up this hour. All I ask, though, by the way, all I ask is that anybody who is an Amanda fan, you know, just ride for me in the comments. Just ride for me, because you know they be coming for me. Just ride for me. Just pretend like, let's say you saw me getting jumped. Whatever you would do in that situation, okay, do that on the keyboard.
All right, we in there.
That's all. That's all. Do that on the keyboard.
Shannon kind of big, though. I can't do too much.
No, the comments ain't Shannon. The comments ain't Shannon, but they is his peoples. Coming up this hour, we got an Am I Trippin', and we also got a Blop quiz. It's a Black Pop quiz, what it is. And we'll go to the phone lines. All of that is happening. So stay connected with us 24/7 on socials at Seales Said It. Watch us on YouTube at Seales Said It. And you know what? I want to know what you learned this week. So give me a call. 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seales Show. Hey, everybody. It's the Amanda Seales Show. It's one of my favorite segments on the show when I get to give some advice. You know, there's so much unsolicited advice, and it's always nice to like give solicited advice. So this is Am I Trippin'? Every day, you know, we all have those moments that make us double take, scratch our chins, that have us being like, am I trippin'? And I want to hear from you guys. If you want, you just want our input on if you're tripping. So you can do that one of two ways. You can either call us up and tell us your story, or you can follow us at Seales Said It and DM us your story. This week, we have a woman who wants to remain anonymous, but gave us a call. Let's check it out.
I'm from a growing city. There's gentrification everywhere. So it's hard for me to date somebody of color, let alone somebody of color who's successful, who's my age. I barely see anybody of color anymore. So being a single 35-year-old in this growing city, gentrified city, I'm dating somebody who on paper seems perfect. He has a good job. He has an apartment downtown in one of the sky rises. We have a lot in common. He's really nice. He's inquisitive. He's put together. It's only been a couple of months, and I just feel like I'm still getting to know him. I still need to get to know him. I was having dinner with him the other night, and we were talking about country singers and how even black artists don't get the recognition that white artists do, like the Taylor Swift Beyonce thing. You know, it's just, why are white people getting more recognition year after year when there's minorities that don't? There's black people in the country industry. And his comment to that was, well, I can't name any. And I'm just, the way he said it, I just feel like reality came slapping me in my face. It's like, it just rubbed me the wrong way. Is that what's going to break this? Like, that's what's wrong with you. You don't even have the slightest understanding of anything but your white privilege. Am I tripping? What should I do? Thanks for your help. I love you guys. Have a good day.
We'll discuss when we get back to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Welcome back to the Amanda Seale Show. It's Amanda Seales here in the midst of an Am I Trippin'. So we had a lovely lady. She wanted to remain anonymous. She said she's from a growing city, mm-hmm. and that it's hard for her to find a successful man of color to date. So she opened up, you know, her dating profile to somebody else, and she met a man who's white a couple months ago. She likes him. He's successful. Things have been going well. And then they had like a casual conversation that just showed his casual racism. They were eating dinner and she made a mention about how black country artists don't get the same shine. And he said, well, I don't know any black country artists, but she said that the way he said it, it didn't feel right. It triggered her ancestors is what she was describing to us. Okay. Cause it was like, it made Harriet wake up with that lantern. Like, you see that? He just showed you something. So she asked, you know, is she tripping? Because she said, she's like, dang, I think that this might be the thing that breaks it up. And you are correct. You are correct. That is absolutely what's going to break it up, because he is fetishizing you.
What? Yeah, wait a minute. Was she a person of color as she said it? Or I thought she was a white woman.
I assume because she was saying that she couldn't find a successful man of color today.
See, I got.
And she said she barely sees any people of color anymore because she's living in a gentrified city.
I just thought she was down with the brown. But go ahead.
Nah, she's brown with the brown.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my verdict. I mean, when you start seeing that, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse, and they're going to test you. I mean, this is speaking from someone who hasn't even dated a white man, but I'm assuming, just from my experience with all the white girls, Ashley H, Ashley C, Madison, Maddie for short, that was a test, and now if you let it slide, it's going to get a little bit more egregious,
yeah.
And a little bit more egregious,
yeah. Yeah. Why would you go on a date with a black girl and ask her about country music? Like, why is that the topic?
No, I think she was, I don't think he would listen to
attention. She brought it up? Okay.
She was talking about it. Yeah, he was multitasking. She was bringing it up.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, started talking about it. Okay. But no.
I've never been on a date and country music came up in the conversation.
Well, Beyonce just dropped a country album. And
oh,
she's
yeah,
a black
that's
girl.
A fact. That's a
Come
fact.
Come on, Supreme. Get I'm, off,
I'm
get
off,
on board.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm off the scene. So I don't, back in my day.
No, I'm saying get on board with the segment. She's a black woman. Beyonce dropped a country album. So she's talking about it.
Okay.
And the album also was couched in the concept that black artists don't have a place in country,
okay.
Which, you know, has become a part of the conversation. So she's just making dinner conversation about things that are going on in the zeitgeist.
I'm going to stay in married folks business, man.
I mean, this is married folks are talking about it, too. I mean, yeah, it's been a big conversation. But I just think her concern of, well, if he said this one thing that was off, is that an indicator of a bigger problem?
Yeah.
I think
tripping.
We can both agree.
Yeah, she's,
yeah.
She's...
You're not tripping, mama. You know, you might just have to be single for a little bit, girl. It's fine. It's fine. You know, it's just what it is. We listen, it's hard out here. Okay. It's hard. And the truth is that you could probably suck it up and put it to the side and make it okay, but you'll always know in the back of your head, and then you'll mess around and have a black daughter and he won't know what to do with it, and you'll feel some type of way. So let's just stop it now.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just stop it now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have you even met his parents? Because that's a whole other situation.
Ooh.
We'll be right back to the Amanda Seals Show.
The Amanda Seals Show.
We up, we up, we up.
It's a black pop quiz. Welcome back to the Amanda Seals Show. I'm Amanda Seals. Thank you to our caller who called in for Am I Trippin'? I hope I wasn't too harsh. But I just don't want her to be in a situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was good advice.
We're about to get into a black quiz, DJ Supreme.
Yes, a black pop quiz is what it is.
It is a black pop quiz. That is what it is. But we are not sure what the topic is going to be. And Tareen TJ Jackson is going to get us together.
Okay. We have current affairs, pop culture. It's the black pop quiz. Now I'm talking like Supreme. It's a black pop quiz, what it is. Okay. Okay. Question number one. And I've got multiple choice. So even if you stop me, I'll finish the question. Okay.
All right.
Question number one. The flame for the 2024 Olympics was lit last week. Where did the ceremony occur? Was it A, Italy, B, Greece, C, France, or D, United States?
B, France. I mean, Greece.
Amanda Seals got the point.
Yes,
the flame was lit.
I had no idea.
It always starts in Greece.
Yes, that's the birthplace.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And the Summer Olympics will be in Paris in July, starting in July.
Okay.
One thing I don't play about is these Olympics. Okay. I don't play about these Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
And I just hate that I have not been paid yet to be a commentator for gymnastics. I think it's a crime. A crime of the century.
Okay, question number two. Which extreme weather event disrupted airport operations and so much more in Dubai last week? Was it A, dust storm, B, heat waves, C, heavy rains, or D, hailstorms? Amanda Seals.
C, heavy rains, yeah, flooding. Heavy rains. It was so crazy that the planes, like the runways for the planes, was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I ain't never
was
seen
wild.
Nothing like that before.
The heaviest rainfall they've had in 75 years.
Wow.
They said it rained the equivalent of 1 week that they're used to for a year.
Wow.
It was a year's worth of rain in 1 week.
Yes.
Bonkers.
Okay,
but Florida
want
to ban climate change. Got it. Cool, cool,
that
cool.
Part.
Cool, cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Here's an interesting question. President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden released their joint tax returns last week. Around how much money did the Bidens earn in 2023? Was it A, $200,000, B, $600,000, D, $2 million, or C, $2 million, or D, $6
million? I'm going to go with C.
Same.
That would be a tie. The Bidens made almost $620,000 in 2023, according to their joint tax returns, which was released on tax day last week, Monday.
Cap!
Yeah. Big cap.
Big cap!
You think so?
Capadonna.
Capadonna.
What? 600K?
They hide no
between the two
of
them?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, 620K.
All these idiots talking a bunch of garbage.
That, you know what? You know what my response to that is?
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Oh. And I guess the reason why I believed it was because they say that you make more money after you in the president's seat, right? So I thought, well, maybe.
He was like the president before.
You know, he making money through stocks.
Yeah.
There's insider trading going on. Yeah, these people are lying. The money is in the Caymans, baby.
Yeah.
The money in the Caymans.
Yeah.
Okay, question number...
The president's a liar.
Okay. Question number four. So we got... let's see, what is the score here? We got Amanda for two. There's a tie for one. Question number four. Which populous city banned the construction of new hotels as a way to fight over tourism? Hmm. Was it A, Paris? B, Tokyo? C, Madrid? Or D, Amsterdam? Amanda Seals?
C.
It's not right.
Can you run them back down one more time so I can bring this on home for the tie?
Was it Paris?
Not Tokyo, bring it home for the tie.
Madrid or Amsterdam?
I'm going to go with D.
Supreme for the point. Amsterdam will no longer allow new hotel buildings to be built in to aim and the like to aim. Yeah, and they want to aim. They're trying to get around mass tourism. Too many people coming.
People still go to Amsterdam like that? I would think since weed is legal in the United States, a lot of places that people don't even really go over there for that like that anymore.
Yeah, but people like sex.
Yeah, they have the, I forgot they have the red, what is it? The red light district.
Red light district and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the black.
Well, it looks like it's a tie.
Smart Bunny.
Thank you so much, TJ. If you were playing at home, I hope you did better than me and Supreme. All right, we'll be right back. We got Why You Bringing Up Old Ish with Kimberly Renee. Don't go anywhere.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
We ain't nobody's fool. No. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. Come on. We speak the world on this time.
We shine and rise.
We
It's time to listen, laugh, and learn with the word of the day. I've never heard of this word before.
Okay.
I don't even know how to pronounce this. Noblesse oblige.
Noblesse
oblige. Noblesse oblige.
To apologize.
I mean, that's not a bad guess. I feel like that's as good as anything.
Sounds like oblige, bless.
It sounds like a fragrance, like Calvin Klein, noblesse oblige. So it refers to the idea that people who have high social rank or wealth should be helpful and generous to people of lower rank or to people who are poor.
Oh, wow.
So unfortunately, the Republicans and many Democrats of this nation who call themselves liberals but are really just bullshits don't practice noblesse oblige. And that is why we have so much of a wealth gap.
I got it. I'm writing it down. I'm ready for Friday. This week is going to be a beast. Like, for real. These words have been crazy.
We never figured out qua.
Yeah, this word is crazy.
I don't even know qua. You're going to have to. I don't got it.
TJ came back with a vengeance.
Right. So I'm giving y'all Sanskrit. All right, when we get back, politicians say the darndest things. Also want to hear from you all for our group chat of the week. Our topic is who speaks for the black community? You know, sometimes we see people speaking for the black community. Like when you watch Fox and Friends and, you know, these places, they just be having one black person on and that person is like the black speaker. But I want to hear from you guys, you know, because I see other people that aren't even on those shows, but that get trotted out as like the black representative. But I just don't feel like they really got it like that. So I want to hear from you guys. 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328 for our group chat topic of the week. All right. When we get back, we got politicians say the darndest things. Don't move from the Amanda Seale Show. Welcome back to the Amanda Seale Show. I am Amanda Seales. Remember to give us a call. 1-855-262-6328. That's 1-855-AMANDA-8. And it is time for us to get into
politicians say the darndest things.
While on CNN, the governor of South Dakota, Kristen Noem, she's just terrible. She had this to say when she was asked about an abortion ban and if there should be exceptions for rape and incest.
After what happened in Arizona when a civil rights era law came back and is now the law of the land there, the former president, Donald Trump, said that state law goes too far. The state, the law in your state is similar. It's an abortion ban, including areas where a woman is raped or in times of incest. So do you believe that the law in your state goes too far, just as you said about Arizona? Are you with him on that, or do you think that he's wrong?
You know, it's interesting because the law in my state was passed decades before I ever became governor. It was a trigger law that said when Roe v. Wade became overturned, that this would be the law that would go into place. So that may be a topic that will continue to be discussed in South Dakota. Our law today allows an exception to save the life of the mother, but the people in South Dakota will decide what their laws look like.
What do you think it should look like?
I can have an opinion, and I can weigh forward, and I can look at the science and what we've learned about babies in the womb and believe that we should protect life, but I think that our law today is what South Dakota wants, and they'll continue to have that debate, and I'll continue to follow through on my role, which is to make sure the will of the people is enforced.
Do you think there should be exceptions for rape and incest, for example?
And I think that every state's going to look different. That's
what's
different, Dana, is that I've constantly looked, and we rely in South Dakota on the fact that...
Okay, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm spent. I'm spent. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a politician, right round, round, round. Oh my God, the circuitousness is just unrelenting. Just circles. Jeez Louise. I'm tired. You ain't tired of these politicians? Politicking.
She was wilding.
Kristi Noem. Out of South Dakota. Just let South Dakota Dakota. You know what I'm saying? Just let them be over there. Anyways, that's always, I'm always just trying to let y'all know what's going on everywhere to try and keep on track with it. These abortion laws are very, very, very real. So thank you for paying attention and making sure in your state, like she said, it's going to come to the people and the vote. So make sure that when that hits the ballot, that you are there. 1-855-MAM-8 is the number. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back.
The Amanda Seal Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Yeah, yeah, man. This is the Amanda Seal Show. I am Amanda Seals. We covered a lot today. We got Joe Biden, his Democrats, you know, trying to do a last little ditch effort to get people, but not really doing too much. We had a fun Am I Tripping. Someone wanted some advice.
Yes.
And they called in and we got to give them some definite necessary advice. And the chat helped us out too. So shout out to everybody who joins us in the chat on Instagram Live. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Seals Said It. I'll talk about Ron DeSantis just banning everything. And I talked about the fact that I'm doing Club Shay Shay. So, you know, check it out. Show me love. It's a 3-hour interview. So, you know, you may have to watch it in segments. Apparently it posts at like 2:00 Eastern time. That's apparently when it posts. So
okay.
We'll see. I've had a hell of a week. You know, I was supposed to do Essence at my house. They were supposed to apologize for doing me dirty. They canceled on me 3 hours before the interview yesterday. But I did a whole podcast about that too. So y'all can look out for that coming up. It's a messy May.
Let me ask you this. Did they apologize for canceling?
No.
So,
I mean, what is an apology for canceling, right? If it's a lie, then it's not a real apology.
That's not genuine. Yeah.
Oh, we're so sorry. You know, we just so sorry. That's not a real apology. So, you know, the bridge is burned. In the immortal words of KRS-One. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Bye bye bye. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Hey. People always talk about, oh, Amanda Seals be burning bridges. No, baby. They be burning the bridge to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof. Flames. Mm. Flames. For the record, also, just by the way, and I said this in Shannon's interview, and I'm going to say it right here. In Hollywood, there are no bridges. It is a shark infested pool, and I built my own bridge to get out of it because I was tired of getting bit.
There it is.
All right. And if you want to support me continuing to build my bridge out of it, then you can come to one of my shows. Go to AmandaSeals.com. I am on the road with the Unlikable Tour. Come and check me out. Even if you can't come, buy tickets and I'll donate to somebody. All right. So make sure that you go to AmandaSeals.com. Remember, we are each other's business. When we look out for each other, we lift each other up. Coming up on Thursday's show, it's group chat day and you can join the chat. The topic of the week is who do you feel is qualified to speak about the Black community? We got all that coming up. Plus, we're going to talk about DC Young Fly, who says that men need to tell women they're beautiful more often because he's feeling the pangs of possibly how his actions may have, you know, affected his deceased girl. Our headline of the week is Kimberly Renee, who joins us every week to bring up some old ish. Well, she's going to join us to talk about the power of student protests and what's happening on college campuses across the country. All that and more is coming up Thursday right here on The Amanda Seals Show. Be safe.
The Amanda Seals Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.